When I was a child, often going out the back screen door of our house, my mother used to always remind me to not let the door slam. The phrase, always remind you, is found in the New Testament passage of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 18, as Peter reminded the readers of the important teachings. Always remind you is also the topic for Brother David Johnson's sermon today. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this weekly Words of Life program in order to proclaim Jesus. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we speak to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the great gift of your love. Please use the words of this program that will accomplish your will. We also ask that you will bless each family and individual with the healing, peace, and convictions that are needed. Some of our brothers and sisters in Christ are facing serious opposition from Satan in the form of persecution. We pray that you will be with each of them and protect them and give them your peace. In closing, Lord, we ask that we will be constantly mindful of the return of Jesus and help us to live for him each day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Brother David Johnson will now present Always Remind You.
Thank you for listening to this Words of Life radio ministry as we bring the Word of God to you. The title for the lesson is Always Remind You. And the primary text is taken from the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Please listen to the Word of God. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. This is the Word of God. Wisdom for life can be learned in many ways and at different stages in our lives. For some, towards the end of their lives, deeper reflection and counsel can provide wisdom for us. This is the case for three mature Christians, as they reveal some of the important truths they have learned and desire to share with others. Two of them we know a lot about, as they are prominent persons in the New Testament of the Bible. One, some of us knew personally, as we interacted with him to some extent many, many years ago. He also had wisdom to impart that I took notes of, dating back to the year of our Lord, 1996, 24 years ago. All three of these Christians knew their time in this life was short and wanted us to benefit from their life experiences, from the wisdom they had gained from the Lord. We would all do well to listen carefully and apply these wise principles to our lives and share them with others. The first is a man very familiar to us as the leader of the 12 apostles, Peter. He knew that he was approaching death. He deeply desired to remind and to reinforce fellow Christians regarding the most important truths of our faith. Listen to the words he wrote in a general letter or epistle to those of like precious faith, as I have already read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 and following. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body. Here Simon Peter reshared what he had learned over the years of his life, and which is still true today, that repetition for remembrance is usually necessary for truths to deeply lodge in our minds and hearts. Remind you of these things refers back to the greatness of salvation in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 1 through 4, and the importance of the assurance that we can have in salvation in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 11. These are truths so crucial that they must never be forgotten, no matter the trials and troubles we experience in this life that may dull their memory. Note the words of Peter, "As long as I live in the tent of this body." Our tendency today is to endeavor to cling to these current bodies. However, mature early Christians knew their bodies were just like tents. This imagery was drawn from their familiar image of Middle Eastern nomads that lived in portable tents. Peter understood, as should we, that God has a much, much better housing for true believers, that these current bodies are perishable, corruptible, and temporary. However, our glorified bodies promised to all faithful believers will be imperishable, incorruptible, and immortal, that is, eternal. One day, as it was for Simon Peter, unless we are alive at the coming in the air of Christ, God will fold up our current tents to free our eternal spirits to enter heaven and eventually receive our glorified bodies. So death for the believer is both an exit from this life, but also an entrance into paradise. That's very good to remember. Peter continued to write, "Because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will make every effort to see that after my departure you will always be able to remember these things." Peter meant he knew he would soon put aside his tent, that is, his temporal body, and die. According to Bible scholars, Peter was likely in his 70s as he wrote this letter, and likely in a Roman prison for his testimony of Jesus Christ as Lord, as King, as the one true God. His death was imminent. He had prophesied that Peter would die about 40 years earlier. Consider the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 18 through 19. "I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Tradition states that Peter was crucified upside down, probably refusing to be crucified like his Lord, lest some would seek to worship him. Some might think it cruel that Christ would reveal this to Simon Peter, but they discount that Christ also stated that Peter would glorify God in the end. That is, giving Simon Peter the assurance in advance that he would be faithful, even in martyrdom, which would have strengthened him tremendously for the future. And how did Peter make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things? By his writing of this epistle or letter that has been preserved and heard or read by millions upon millions over 20 plus centuries, as it is again being today in your hearing. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, Peter desires we never forget that he was an eyewitness of his majesty. That is, that Jesus Christ is King of Kings, that Jesus Christ is the one and only unique Son of God, in whom the Father is well pleased. That truth we must never forget, and testify to its truthfulness to all others that will hear. The second mature Christian, some of us knew personally, also had wisdom that he desired to impart to others. His name is Richard Ramsay, a minister of the gospel and an educator, having earned, I believe, a PhD in biblical studies, and having held the Bible chair at Southeastern Louisiana University at Hammond for many years. I fondly remember hearing Richard Ramsay speak here when I was standing at our annual fellowship on a number of occasions. Brother Ramsay was a brilliant man, moreover a faithful servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1995, Brother Ramsay was told that he had about 1 year to live due to bone cancer. As he put it, he thought of himself as the best seller book entitled Dead Man Walking, referring to those on death row, since he knew he was dying and that his time was short. Yet while he still could, he wanted to impart wisdom that he had learned to hopefully benefit others. Of course, this is, in a sense, applicable to every one of us today, because in our current bodies, we are all dying physically and need wisdom for the time we have left and to finish rightly with God, faithful to the end. Christ conquered death so that one day, for each of us true believers, we also would be more than conquerors. Whether we die physically or not, we know we must never forget that the eternal life given is Jesus Christ, is in Christ Jesus, and He is coming again. Listen to the words of Richard Ramsay that he shared at a gospel meeting to remind us that we should not forget. Quote, "I have been a dead man walking. I have a year with cancer, which is teaching me many lessons which could help others. Blood sustains us physically and spiritually. I am presently physically alive because other people have donated blood transfused into my body. I regret that during my lifetime I was not a frequent blood donor. I am living on others' blood. So it is spiritually, without the blood of Jesus Christ, I am undone, disaster." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, "The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. This never forget." Outward appearances do not prove anything. God looks inside at the heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, "He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts." Regarding visiting the sick, biblical visiting means to cook a meal, clean the house, give a caretaker a break by sitting with the sick person while he or she can run errands. Your visit should be beneficial, not just social, as I have learned well in my state with cancer. This should be remembered and practiced. I guess the greatest lesson I am learning is that God is good. God is merciful and loving. 1 bad year after 75 good years is hardly to be complained of. and how good God is to me now. It took 6 weeks of confinement to bed just to teach me the blessing of being able to get up and go to the dining table and to care for myself. One final observation: how good my brothers and sisters in Christ have been to me. The cards and phone calls have bolstered my courage again and again. Repeatedly, a 5-minute phone call from a Christian brother or sister has changed my day from one of gloom to one of glory, thanks to everyone who takes time to cheer me up. End of quote. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We should all strive to love in action. This we must not forget. These are the wise words and counsel of Brother Richard Ramsey in his effort to see that after his departure, you will always be able to remember these things. His words today repeated for our benefit. Lastly, the wise words of another apostle towards the end of his life, knowing that soon his tent as a tent maker would also be folded up. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The Apostle Paul was also a suffering servant. His life on earth did not end on a soft bed. Nevertheless, he was faithful to the end. That is what really counts. God doesn't promise anyone paradise on this earth in this age. God does promise he will never leave us nor forsake us, as we also persevere in him, come what may. We would all do well to remember these things, teach them to others, never forgetting the examples of Christians like Peter, Paul, and Richard Ramsey, and knowing I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And as I remind you that today is the day of salvation, if you will now receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, repenting of your sin, putting your faith in Jesus Christ, confessing him as your personal Savior and Lord before men, being willing to obey the gospel in baptism, being immersed into Christ, and persevering in your faith to the end. This is your invitation to come to him even today.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. No tears in heaven, no tears up there, sorrow.
Do you always remember Jesus as he was presented today? If you're not yet a Christian, we pray that you will give full consideration to this opportunity today. If we can help you in making a decision for Jesus or answer your questions, please write to us by mail or email. We want to hear from you. You may request a CD of this and last week's program by asking for broadcast number 2026. That's 2026. And thank you for listening, and we pray that God will bless you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them.